Moons, how did they get here? Planet and moon formation is full of mysteries. There are some really far-out ideas and others which seem to make more sense. There is the scientific view, alien interference view, and the religious view. Most of the time the scientific and religious views agree with how these objects were made, but not who was the cause. While the religious view states God made everything, it does not usually go deep into the process, so this leaves an area for science and religion to agree. Scientists have come out with a report which concerns the moon, our moon, and how it could have been formed. The first thing you have to accept, however, is the fact the Earth was hit by a huge object the size of Mars. It goes on to say material was then blasted out of the Earth, and in just hours the moon could have been formed. I find this most unusual. Usually, time periods for things like this could take from hundreds of thousands to millions of years. So here are more specifics. NASA conducted the study and used a simulation which showed this was possible. The debate on how the moon was formed has been going on for years. One theory by the UFO community states the moon is hollow. This was proven by the fact when NASA slammed a rocket into it, it rang like a bell for hours. These people believe the moon was a hollow spacecraft which was towed into place, and claim they can show us where the tow connections were made. Yes, this is one of the most far out of the moon theories and is scoffed at by science, but when it was being claimed by these people the moon was hollow, no one had believed that. What I find truly interesting is the fact the Earth was said to have been hit by this giant object 4.5 million years ago. Think about that, what strikes you? Well, to me the date is very important, because that is also what scientists have been saying is the age of the Earth. It seems to me this would indicate the Earth is much older, because it had to be around to be hit. It seems very suspicious it would have been hit immediately when it was formed. They say they have even named the object which hit us, and the name is Theia. There is also a theory which states the moon was captured by the Earth's gravity as it was going by and went into orbit around the planet. The moon is said to be unusual for a couple of reasons. First of all, it is bigger in size, a bigger percentage of the size of the Earth, when compared to the planet it orbits, than any other moon. It is not the biggest moon in the solar system. That honor belongs to Ganymede, which orbits Jupiter. The moon is also slowly moving away from us. Some other moon theories state the moon was created of matter made from the Earth. Another said it formed separately near the Earth. Material has been examined which was brought back from the moon, and the material's composition is said to show it is almost identical to material from the Earth. This furthers the idea the moon was once part of the Earth. While this might prove the moon was once part of the Earth, it may not mean all the other hundreds of moons in the solar system, which number 221 known moons in our solar system, were created in the same way. On the other side of the coin, the moon is missing some of the elements we have on Earth, or they are very depleted. Some point to this as proving the moon did not come from the Earth. These elements include potassium, for example. There is some evidence which seems to indicate the moon was once molten, or at least extremely hot. The evidence is that crystals sank into the magma. Scientists believe our moon was formed millions of years later than the other moons in the solar system. The current figure they cite is about 30 million years later. The solar system was said to have formed from a dense cloud made mostly of hydrogen gas. This cloud started to spin, and as it spun, it went faster until it began to collapse. It formed a disk, and that disk had a dense center. This center got so hot, it created the sun. Even though the sun was now here, the rest of the cloud was spinning around the sun. Gravity began to pull rocks and minerals together. In cooler areas, large pieces of ice came together and joined with the rocks and minerals to form planets. Some of the material left over was said to have formed many of the moons, and planets drew them into orbits around them. There is a lot more to this theory, but I tried to make it simple. The moons around Mars are very strange. Mars has two moons. Phobos is considered very unusual. It is not a sphere, but an irregular shape. It is so close to the planet it makes 3 full orbits a day. It will crash into the planet eventually. It is only 14 miles in diameter. There is speculation the moon is hollow and possibly artificial. Phobos has a tall monolith on the surface, and even some astronauts believe it is an extraterrestrial structure. Neptune has a strange moon named Nereid. It has an unusual orbit which brings it 523,000 miles at the closest point to 3,715, 800 miles at the furthest. This has led scientists to the theory Nereid was an object captured from the Kuiper Belt. The Kuiper Belt is beyond the planets and is composed of objects including some dwarf planets, and some include Pluto in it as a dwarf planet. Titan, one of Saturn's moon, is unique for a moon in the solar system and might even be unique for a moon in others. The moon is the second largest. What makes this moon so unique is it is the only moon we have found which has an atmosphere. Nitrogen and methane clouds hide its surface. Organic molecules are produced on the surface by UV rays from the sun, causing reactions between gases. It is said to have lakes and rivers, but not of water. They are made from ethane and methane. There are a few other moons which are considered strange for different reasons. As we get a chance to examine all the moons more thoroughly, we might even find some aspects of other moons are hard to explain.